I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Bangladesh continues to be the focus of a massive relief effort. Millions have been displaced by Cyclone Sitter. Many remote regions have yet to be reached with relief. Mission Aviation Fellowship's John Woodbury says the city of Patragada was especially hit hard. MAS flying in assessment teams and will establish communications in the front lines. Woodbury says their goal is simple.
We hope God can use the giftings and abilities he's given us to help and love people in his name. So we just want to be faithful.
MAF is overwhelmed with flight requests. Please pray. Next, education is a core issue fueling the current discord among Zambia's government parties as a new constitution's being drafted. The president's opposed to guaranteeing education. However, Bright Hope International is prepared to improve education no matter what, says Craig Dyer.
$1 million worth of education books were given to us. The schools in Sanfia want these, and we want to get those distributed in Africa as soon as possible as well.
The container is docked until shipping costs can be covered. $1 will send $20 worth of books. Visit our website to donate. Meanwhile, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their studio technician in Mozambique has recorded scripture portions in several languages. He's even hired help to keep up with the load. Dudenhofer says the ministry needs prayer and resources.
Here's a young man. Has a heart for God. He's willing to stick his own neck out to get the job done, even if he has to use his own money, because he's committed to getting God's word in audio for people just like him in the villages around the area who don't read.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.